News and Talk 1380, WAOK, the voice of the community. It's your brother Slaughter up in the beginning. Beneath me, the sounds of a Georgia, down south Georgia boy.
Right.
James Brown.
Right.
Says a man's world, but it wouldn't be nothing without a woman or a girl.
That's right.
Women's World Wednesday. And celebrating African American Women's Appreciation Month all month long. In the studio with me, I have an Atlanta icon, born Willie Knighton Jr.
That's right.
He is an American hip-hop musician, an icon, one-fourth of the supergroup Goody Mob, all the way from the A.
Yeah.
None other than one half of the Lumberjacks with T-Mo Goody.
That's right.
All right.
That's right.
Ladies and gentlemen, brothers and sisters, Dungeon Family representer, none other than Cujo Goody. Put your hands on him.
What's up, Mr. Slaughter? How about
what's going on? Everything beautiful. That's in his own way. In his own way, man.
Real. That's real.
What's Cujo up, Goody. Bro? Okay, so let's just get right in it, man. We was talking the other day on the phone, and I said, okay, so I told you the story.
Yeah.
Well, I'm living in Chi-Town City. Because when you're from, you know, Memphis, Arkansas, the place that you move when you get out of college is Chicago.
Okay.
That's how we migrate, you know, that away. Because, you know, back in the day when our people came up out of the cotton fields, the first thing they was trying to do was get to the big city.
If they didn't
stop in St. Louis, they kept on moving to Chi-Town City.
Okay.
If Chi-Town City didn't work out, they kept on to Milwaukee.
Okay.
If Milwaukee didn't work out, they went on to Minneapolis.
Hey.
You know, they just made it do what it does.
Mm.
So I got to Chi-Town City, started a family, got married, had a couple of children.
Mm.
And, you know, I'm a social worker, you know, at the time, working as a case manager, working with mentally ill substance abuse.
That's what's up.
Clients and you know, passed a small church there in outside of Chi-Town City, and an album came out.
Okay,
called Soul Food.
Oh man!
Now we had already got softened up because these kids called Outkast.
That's right.
Had come out, and we was like, they talking about the A-Man in a very special kind of way.
Mm.
And then the next thing you know, here come G-Mo Goody.
Mm.
The Goody Mob, the Goody Mo B.
That's right.
And said Omni.
Mm. 1 million
inside.
That's right.
And I was like, man, we gotta be one of the 1 million, man. We packed up the U-Haul, tied the car to the back of the truck.
Okay, wow.
Put the kids in the back of the car, man.
Wow.
And moved to the A.
Wow.
Southwest and been SWAT's representatives for the last 20 years.
Southwest Atlanta too strong.
I say that to say is that we were a part, we were like at the head of the wave of people who moved to the A. And today we're talking about people who live in Atlanta who've been here and never moved,
right.
Why you stay.
Right.
People who moved from outside of the A, what made you come. And we actually asking everybody else.
Right.
If you black and you're beautiful, why you don't live in Atlanta?
Right.
You know what I mean? Yeah, but y'all invite. I wanted to tell you. I wanted to give public credit and the Chamber of Commerce, man, ought to have y'all, you know, on the payroll, man, because y'all invited the best and the brightest African Americans to the city, and y'all made us feel like it was gonna be a place for us when we got here.
Wow,
appreciate that. Public appreciation I wanted to offer to.
Hey, man.
Cujo Goody.
Hey, man, you know, I got to give thanks to the Most High.
You
know, Most High God of Abraham, Isaac, and Jacob.
Yes.
You know, just for putting me and my brothers in a place at that time, you know, to make that type of impact on people, man, because I never really recognized that or understood that, man. But I can think now, man, some of the first music that I heard made me kind of want to go to that city, you know what I mean? When I heard groups like Public Enemy, you know what I mean? Eric B. and Rakim, you know what I'm saying? That made me want to go to New York.
Right.
I wanted to see what New York was all about.
Yes, yes.
When I heard N.W.A., you know what I mean? When I heard brothers coming off the West Coast like that, man. They made me want to visit the West Coast.
Yes, yes.
But it didn't make me want to stay, you know what
right.
I mean? It didn't make me want to stay, man, because so I always wanted to always come back home, you know what mm-hmm. I'm saying? Because mm-hmm. it's a special feeling down here in Atlanta, Georgia, man, because, you know, around these parts, man, that's where, you know, the slave ship dropped us off at.
Mm-hmm.
You know what I'm saying? So we all stuck together. Mm-hmm. You know what I'm saying? So mm-hmm. this was a special place because, you know, the Most High wanted us dropped off here for some reason
mm-hmm.
and to learn something, you know what I mean, while yeah. we was here. So, you know, mm-hmm. it was great, man, to go around the world, man, to tell people about why we called our album Soul Food, you know mm-hmm. what I mean, why we ate the type of stuff we ate because, you know, people just didn't really see Southern people like that around and all over the country like
right.
that.
Right,
you know what I mean?
Soul food, man, still standing.
Mm.
Classic, iconic world party. Mm. I remember, you know, because it used to be what was the thing? Was it peppermint? What was the music store in Greenbrier?
What old peppermint? Yeah, that's
in,
right.
In Greenbrier, I went up in there and bought World Party because I was like, all right, so because soul food mm-hmm. and still standing, they was you know iconic and real hardcore.
Mm-hmm.
Afrocentric music, you know what I mean? And mm-hmm. then with World Party, y'all kind of expanded,
yes.
you know, your horizons a bit and was like, man. You know, we ain't scared of nothing. You know what I mean? We doing it. We going to do it like
man.
We do it from the A Show, full creativity.
Oh, man.
You know what I mean?
That was a different
what was
album,
like?
Man.
Yeah.
I mean, like all our albums were different, man, because Soul Food was a innocent album,
mm.
you know what I'm saying, where we met each other, man, Gib and I. T-Mo and C-Lo, where we all came together under this one roof that was called a dungeon.
Mm.
The first we was recording in Curtis Mayfield studio.
Mm.
So you know,
oh, the Nisky Lake.
Yeah, you know, yeah. I'm in Southwest Atlanta.
Yes.
You know what I'm saying? So we was recording all that good stuff, man, and just really putting it down, man. Not even knowing that we was gonna be making some type of history, man. We was just really representing at the time, man, and just having a chance to. You know what I'm saying? Just to really even hear yourself on the microphone and just really see how it sounds and be comfortable with your voice, man. You know what I mean?
It's a beautiful thing, man.
Word.
Truly, truly earth-shattering.
Mm.
And, I mean, it changed. Well, I mean, whether you know, it changed the trajectory of people's life. I'm talking about music. Music.
Wow.
Because Atlanta, it was like, y'all was saying, come on, we got room.
Oh,
it's
man.
A beautiful, special place. Come to this city called A, and you'll be welcomed.
That's right.
You know what I mean? And I found that to be the truth. That's my reality. I've been fighting it out in here for the last 20 years and been, you know, win some, lose some.
Hey,
but the fight is beautiful.
Hey, it is.
Hey, stick around with me for a minute.
Yeah, I stick around with you for a minute.
All right.
Sure.
William Knighton, the original, 1-4 for the Goody Mob.
That's right.
Cujo Goody. I got to tell you this other story, man, when I come back, man. My wife, she would kill me if I didn't tell the story.
That's
okay.
Right, man. That's
all right, then.